Chapter 6. The next morning, Sandy and Ricky went to Mr. Noble's shop.
We're going to climb White Mountain today.
There were a lot of people in the shop. Everybody heard Ricky. Somebody said,
"Don't climb White Mountain."
But Sandy and Ricky smiled and asked for their sandwiches and chocolate. That morning, Mr. Noble wasn't friendly when Ricky and Sandy bought their food. Everybody in the village looked at Ricky and Sandy when they walked towards White Mountain. Everybody thought about the curse of White Mountain. It was very quiet in the village when Ricky and Sandy walked down the road. Ricky and Sandy started to climb the mountain. For the first hour, they climbed through a dark forest. Sandy was scared.
"I think there's somebody behind us. Somebody is following us."
"I'm sure you're right, but I can't see anything."
They looked round, but there was nobody near them. They continued climbing. Soon there weren't any more trees. There were big rocks all around them. The top of the mountain was far away. Sandy walked in front of Ricky. It wasn't easy to climb White Mountain, and they stopped to rest many times. 2 hours later, they sat down on a big rock. They wanted to rest and eat some chocolate. Suddenly, Ricky stood up and pushed Sandy.
"Quick, move!"
he shouted.
"What are you doing?"
Sandy shouted as she fell, but then she understood. First, a big rock, then a lot of smaller rocks fell down the mountain. There was a lot of noise. The rocks didn't hit Sandy and Ricky, but they came very near them.
"Are you okay?"
"Yes, I'm okay. What about you?"
"I'm fine, but I'm scared. Let's go home. I don't know why the rocks fell on us. I think somebody pushed the rocks. I don't think it was an accident."